Donald Trump asks Supreme Court to overturn two lower courts' decisions on Biden program. Evidently, Donald Trump continues his efforts to expel beneficiaries of the CHNV program, commonly known as the Biden program. The Trump administration has formally petitioned the Supreme Court to invalidate a court ruling that blocks the repeal of a program established during Joe Biden's presidency. This initiative provides temporary legal status to more than 500,000 nationals from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. This request follows the blockade imposed by two lower courts, preventing the Trump administration from immediately terminating the program. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem aims to revoke the provision allowing 532,000 immigrants to legally stay and work in the United States for a period not exceeding 2 years. In her ruling, federal judge Indira Talwani, sitting in Massachusetts, determined that the administration could not withdraw these individuals' legal status without individualized review. This verdict represents a significant obstacle for the Trump administration, which views the program as a strategic error of the previous government. Solicitor General D. John Sauer, in a document submitted to the Supreme Court, stated that Judge Talwani had nullified one of the administration's most important immigration policy decisions. He also asserts that the Immigration and Nationality Act grants no authority to federal judges to rule on this type of decision, according to CBS News. In his view, Kristi Noem has broad discretion to define categories affected by immigration measures, and therefore, the law prohibits any judicial review of such decisions, CBS News reported. This legal action is part of a series of legal proceedings initiated by the Trump administration, seeking to challenge before the Supreme Court the obstacles imposed by lower courts on its immigration policy. A similar case, concerning another group of Venezuelans enjoying temporary protected status, is also pending before the nation's highest court. While immigrant rights advocates displayed great optimism during the case's review before the first two jurisdictions, caution is now warranted, as conservatives dominate the Supreme Court with an absolute majority. Recent decisions by America's highest judicial authority reveal a trend favorable to Donald Trump, who appointed one-third of current justices during his first term.